991, please.
Request of Shedrick J. Wilkins to address council regarding Springwater Sweeps and Terminal 1.
Yeah, I'm Shedrick J. Wilkins. The Northwest Examiner did a very good article about Terminal 1. There's copies of it out here, in which the mayor-elect, Ted Wheeler, supports Terminal 1. You know, he applauds Homer Williams' development. Also, I read that Deborah Cafori and Homer Williams have taken a trip to the San Antonio, Texas center, what are you going to call it, where they deal with homeless people in Texas. I didn't know that either, and it makes me feel good because I actually have given money to Ted Wheeler's campaign. Yeah, I give $50 to a millionaire. It's a joke on Forrest Gump where he's talking to a millionaire. I give $50 to a millionaire. I guess his father made paper plates. Got into paper plates instead of making lumber for houses. He got into paper plates. And that's kind of funny. Ted's fun. Actually, I met Ted Wheeler at the Chinatown Neighborhood Association. He came up, talked to me, sat next to me. He's like, I didn't know this guy was the head of Multnomah County. Anyway, he would try to. Another thing, there's an interesting dynamic. There's a tremendous problem at the bus station. I belong to the Chinatown Neighborhood Association on and off. The Chinatown Neighborhood Association need Terminal 1 because they intend to do sweeps, and they will not allow homeless people at the bus station to ask construction workers for money. There's also a notice of public on September 22nd. I worked that day, but I may go to the end of it. They're going to start construction on it. There's a hearing notice on the 22nd of September. They will not tolerate it. They will not. And also, when the Multnomah County Health Center is built, Ted Wheeler was there that day 3 years ago to talk about that. They will not allow people at the. They want it to look like a Swiss village, where you see the train station. There won't be any people camping around the bus station because the homeless people use the bathroom. Even I have, and you get chased out if you don't have a ticket. Trust me. I mean, it's really bad. They use the bathroom there and the Bud Car Commons. And so I think Terminal 1 is necessary. That area will look like a Swiss village, and the Chinatown Neighborhood Association will make it that way, and I may even help them. Because it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good for Portland. And the Bud Clark Commons should only handle people here that are coming from another state with a job skill. They don't get a job, and we need to get them back to where they came from. That's not an area to have homeless people hanging around begging for money. They should do it at Terminal 1.
Thank you. Okay, let's take.